You're listening to the Raising Humans Kind podcast with family psychologist Ashley, where we dive into the big topics, the stuff that really matters in raising your small humans kindly, so that together we can raise humankind. In this series, you're going to hear solo episodes from me all about the needs of our stuck and sensitive kids. I hope it challenges you, and I hope it inspires you to find your own unique pathway in raising your small human kindly. Good morning, everybody. So this is actually the third time I've recorded this podcast and my microphone was glitching and I didn't realize. So hopefully this one is working and it just flows a little bit more. So often I talk about kids, but my work really spans both children and parents. So I help parents understand the fundamental needs of early childhood so that they know their kids really deeply and they know what's really important. But I also work deeply with parents on their inner work so that they can clear their triggers and update their patterns and just be able to access the emotional spaciousness that means they get to be the parents that they desire. So while I talk mostly about kids on here, my work really is deeply intertwined with both kids and parents. And today I want to share one of the pieces of inner work that I often do with parents. And it's about comparison and jealousy. So we've all had these types of thoughts at one point in our life or another, I am sure. Something like, she's a better mum than me, or they're a better house cleaner than me, or they're more calm than me, or that person's better with their kids than I am, or, you know, they make epic snack boxes, whatever it is. There are a million examples. So just for the purpose of today, just bring to mind one example where you have been feeling jealous of somebody. When you're comparing yourself and feeling kind of annoyed or frustrated or down as a result of that comparison. So there are two important things to understand about jealousy. One is that jealousy is actually just feedback that somebody has something that you desire. So it's feedback that somebody has something and you desire what that thing is. And the second important part is that there is actually a limiting thought, or that you have some kind of limiting belief that implies that you can't have that. So there's some belief in there that that person has something that you desire, but that you don't have the capacity or it's not possible for you to have it. So let me explain, let me ground that a little bit more. So if you're comparing yourself to another mum, what you're learning in that moment is that there is something that that mum has that you desire. And so when jealousy comes up with my clients, the first thing I ask them to do is to find out what is it exactly that that person has that you desire to have. Because often our mind works in all or nothing, in very extremes. It's not really good at nuance. So when comparison or jealousy comes up, our mind gets very extreme. And we say things like, they're better at everything than me, I'm good at nothing, and so on. But we can't just like let our mind run like that, because that's going to cause more challenge. So the first thing we want to do is get really curious. We want to inquire within. What is it really that that person has that you desire? What is it about this person's life that you want? Be very specific and don't let your mind be vague. So a client came to me recently and she was sharing about a dad that she met and how great he was and how awful that she ended up feeling afterwards. And we went through this process, and this dad had 9 children and he lived on a farm and grew his own veggies. And so I asked her, I said, like, I could be wrong, but I'm actually guessing that you don't want to grow your own veggies and live with 9 children on a farm. And she laughed and she said, no, actually, that I probably don't want that part. And so the process becomes, what do you really want? What quality or trait or thing is it that you see in that person that you desire to have? And that's the place to start. Instead of just letting the mind run with, he has the perfect life, she's better than me, I'm not good enough, you want to get really clear. What is it specifically about that person's life that your body is giving you feedback and telling you that you desire to have as well? And this is where, again, you have to dig deep to get very specific. So I had a moment recently where I felt an experience of jealousy with another business. And when I went through this process, I realized that there was actually nothing about the business and their success that I desired. They had huge marketing budgets, lots of staff. That was just not something I've ever desired to have in this season of life. And what I recognized was that the business owners had large families. And it made me realize something incredibly important about what I desired. So my husband and I are yet to decide if we want to have a third baby. He's more of a no, and I'm kind of neither a full yes or a full no. But what I recognized when I saw these people as the breadwinners of their family and also working with babies strapped to their chest, what I realized was I was jealous of that. I was thinking in my mind, I can't be the breadwinner, run my business and have a third baby. But that's actually what they were doing. So I was seeing something that I desired, which was to be able to run business as well, having more babies. But I had a belief that I couldn't have it. And that's what made it jealousy and not inspiration. So what went from me not even really wanting to hear much about this business and feeling like a real visceral reaction and, you know, making it mean that I wasn't good enough and I wasn't successful enough, with some self-inquiry, I realized it actually had nothing to do with the business. My mind was just making it about all of it. They've got everything and I've got nothing. It was kind of this all or nothing, which is what our mind does. But what it was really about was the third baby. And what I really realized was, okay, maybe we won't have a third baby. Maybe there's lots of reasons why we won't have a third baby, but I don't want it to be because I'm the breadwinner of the family. I don't want it to be because of my work. And that was a really important thing for me to understand. And so when I perceived them as doing it all and having their babies on their chest and running successful businesses and being the breadwinners of their family, I couldn't even look at it because it caused discomfort in me. Because unconsciously, I was seeing them doing the very thing that I desired most, which was to feel spacious enough to run the business and have more babies and keep those babies close to me at the same time. So now, with this self-inquiry practice, I understand myself much more deeply. Now I know that I have an unconscious, deeper desire that I hadn't recognized before. And now I can have genuine and heartfelt goodwill and joy for them and watch their business succeed and be so excited for them and be thankful for what they've shown me, which was what I actually desired. But if I didn't do the inquiry work, I would have kept just thinking that this was an example of how maybe everyone's better than me or I'm not good enough or whatever the story was that my ego was trying to tell me to keep me safe. So now this is the important part. So you might now be able to recognize where you're feeling a sense of jealousy and where there is something that somebody has that you desire. But the reason why it's jealousy is because somewhere along the line, you've bought into the misunderstanding that you can't have what you perceive that they have, that somehow this isn't available to you. And so you want to get really clear on what's that story. Again, get very, very specific. What is the thought that you believe right now that is telling you that it's not possible to have what they have? And instead of unconsciously running this story that you can't have it, or they have something that you want and you'll never get it, get really clear on the specific thing that it is that you desire. Because like me, it wasn't the success of their business that I desired. I didn't want the big marketing budget. I didn't want the big team. There was nothing about that that I actually wanted. When I got really clear, it was much more to do with the working while having babies. And so you've got to get really clear on what it is that you actually desire. Don't let your mind make it about the whole scenario. And then challenge and work at the thought that says it's not possible for you. And then take action and create the changes you need to attain that goal. Now, I make this sound so easy, don't I? Just like follow these three easy steps and you'll transform your jealousy into inspiration. Obviously, it's not that simple. Of course, it's not that simple. And of course, it takes practice and it takes time. And some days of activation make it way harder to do the mindset work. And other days, you'll just breathe through this and you'll have really clear insights and it will help you see who you are more deeply and what you desire. But it's just a practice. It's about seeing how our emotions, like jealousy, can serve us rather than just feel like we're suffering. And it's about creating practices to get really familiar with our deeper desires and our unconscious and our mindset. So no, it's not going to be a quick and simple as, you know, I've made it sound in this 10-minute podcast. But it is a really helpful practice to add to your repertoire, especially in this early season of motherhood where there's so much comparison going on. because you can really use it as a vehicle towards more emotional freedom. Okay, I hope this has been really helpful. I would love to hear if it has. So that's it for me for this week. I hope you have a beautiful week and I will see you again next week. Thank you for joining me. If you loved this episode and want more like this, leave a review or screenshot this podcast, share it in your Instagram stories, and tag me at @RaisingHumansKind. This is such a powerful way to support the podcast and means it will reach more parents who need to hear this message. And if you want to dive deeper, check out the show notes for all the further information so that we can raise our small humans kindly, and together we can raise humankind.